Let's get personal.
Hello and welcome to Student Section Sports. This is Bree Gallion coming at you solo today. Unfortunately, I don't have any friends, but we're coming to you right now, or I am coming to you right now from Atlanta. It's 85 degrees and it's cloudy outside. Very beautiful. So today I have special things. I've done my research. I have read articles and I've gotten a little artistic lately, to say the least. But before we get into that, I want to shout out our social media. You can follow us on Twitter at @SSSports_ or on Instagram at @student_section_. Go check that out, guys. Go follow, go like the pics. We post every day pretty much. Basically, to give you a little rundown, if this is your first podcast that you're listening to, what we do here is we take things that we're interested in because we believe in what we're interested in is what you're interested in. And we'll take anything from sports especially, that's the foundation of this, but we'll take anything that we feel like talking about, or it can be, you know, things in the news. We usually stay away from politics for obvious reasons, but either way, we're glad to do what we're doing. Big shout out to Jay. He's going to be bringing something soon, and I don't want to say too much, but the Romper Takeover is coming soon. It is among us. Romper Takeover 2K19 is among us, everybody. Let's get hype. Let's get hype, because I sure am. Also, huge news, Breedom Productions is sponsoring a golf tournament in Birmingham Saturday, June the 29th. And if you're interested in joining, please DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Probably shoot for Instagram, though. We check that a lot more. But yes, it is going to be one heck of a tournament. I can say that to you. Basically, what I'm going to be talking about today is I'm going to be getting a little personal. And I'm going to be talking about baseball, because the finals are over, everybody. Shut the door, lock your kids, lock your wives. It's baseball season, officially, baby. We're getting into it now. If you're not a baseball fan, that's okay. I've made some jokes at the end to kind of tell it all together. But also, I'm going to be talking about how I got banned from Walmart for 2 years. I'll tell the full story here in a second, and a very special rendition of this episode is going to be MLB most likely's. We got a lot of people coming up. I think it will be funny. Hopefully it's funny. If it's not, then just, you know, tell me to stop. But yeah, before we get into all that, we're going to take a second for our sponsor, and Jay's going to be bringing you that. We'll be right back after this.
Let's get personal.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in again. I guess before we get into the Walmart story, and it is a good story, not at the time, of course, that was a very unfortunate incident, but before we get into that, I want to do our annual Good Baker, Bad Baker of the Week. For me, my good baker definitely was, I went to the Braves game Monday night. Braves got the W, of course. It was sick. I love it. It was 12-3, I believe. It was an action-packed game. Rained a little bit, but who cares? Bad baker, I've been cleaning carpets all week long, and it hasn't been a fun experience, to say the least, though. All right. Well, let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? Let's go to the past. Let's go 2 years ago. 2 years ago on June 21st at 1 a.m., me and two other guys that I'm not going to mention their names, if you know, you know, but two other guys, we went to Walmart to get some groceries, obviously, but we had a competitive game. This is in Tuscaloosa, by the way, my freshman year of college. It was my first year. I just got done with my first year of college. But we went in to get some groceries, and we were in a competitive game. The floor is lava. The floor is lava. And if you haven't played that game, basically somebody at any point can say the floor is lava, and you have 5 seconds to get off the ground in any way possible you can. For most people, it's just stepping off, you know, the ground onto something of higher elevation. But this was a more unfortunate story. We upped the ante a little bit. Basically, each member that was playing this game got three The Floor is Lavas all day long. They could only use three. After the third, they were done. They can't use any more. And but the bad side to this is we had if you lost, we had a disciplinary action, basically, to the point where we called it the huge, which is basically you sticking a dishwasher hose down by your crotch in your pants for 30 seconds. And of course, your pants would be soaked, and along with other things. And you had to sit and be in those pants, those very same pants that are soaking wet, for the whole day. There's no changing after you do that. You have to sit while everything is wet, which is a terrible feeling in, you know, circumstances where you're supposed to be dry. But yeah, so it was serious. We did not take this lightly. We were here to play. This was a competitive sport to us. Now, with that said, back to the story. We were in Walmart, and we've been doing it, you know. We've been all using ours. There's been a few close calls with some aisles almost being taken down. And we jumped on some TVs that probably were not okay for sale after the fact. But we weren't there just to cause ruckus. We probably had about $80 worth of groceries in our shopping cart. So don't get me wrong here. We weren't trying to just be dumb, okay? But we were being dumb. Mostly me. But so basically, we're on the way to the cash register, and we're filling up, all of our cart with stuff. It's all full. We're ready to check out. But on the way to checkout, my friend uses his last The Floor is Lava, and oh man, it caught me by surprise. I don't know how he got me in such a good area to the point of I had no choice at that point in time but to jump on a stand of bread. Yeah. and I didn't, it's probably, the bread stand was probably about, you know, 5 feet high or something like that. It was decently big, but I didn't have a choice here, okay? So don't judge me, but I jumped on the bread stand. I'm a bigger guy. It sounds like a 22 went off and I hit the floor. Bread goes splattering everywhere. I mean, this is bread. It is crushed. The whole stand falls and it makes a sound that it is unreplaceable for. It's awful, basically. And I'm scared at that point, because when you're at Walmart that late at night, depending on what Walmart you're at, they have a stationary cop that stays in the Walmart because of dumb people probably doing stuff that we were doing that night. But so I hit the floor. One of my friends goes bolting to the back of Walmart, just takes off. I mean, he's sprinting as fast as he can. My other friend takes it upon himself to start cleaning up the bread, which if anybody knows me, I was out of there. I ran for the door. I made it out. I get in my car. I start it and leave the parking lot. I didn't even wait for my friends. I don't know where they were. And to find out, I get a phone call and it's Tuscaloosa PD on the phone saying, you got to come back and pay for all this bread. And I'm very, very distraught at that point because, you know, my friend didn't make it. My other friend got caught too because they didn't run out of the store like normal people should have. I don't know why they didn't, but no grudges here, obviously. But so I didn't want them to have to pay for what I, you know, ruined. So I go back in and I tell the cop, this is all my fault. It was all me. Whatever consequences, I'll take it. I'll take the blame. And he was like, no, like all y'all are responsible. And he is arguing with the manager of Walmart, trying to get me to pay for the bread. The manager didn't even care. Like, he was chill. He was like, nah, it's good. Like, he's good. Like, we'll clean it up. Like, we don't care. And the cops, totally against me here. Like he's like, oh, no, he's got to pay for all this. And the dude is like, no, like, he's good. Like, just get him out of here. And so I was like, that's my guy. I love you. And so I didn't have to pay. And bread's not cheap, you know. Bread's not the cheapest thing. So I would have been out of money if that happened. But fortunately, I didn't have to pay. Unfortunately, though, they made all of us sign a form stating that for 2 years we were not allowed back in Walmart. And if we ever got caught on the premises, even the parking lot, we would be immediately arrested and thrown in jail for trespassing. And which was unfortunate because I shop there frequently, or I did. But yeah, and the reason this story's come about now, I guess, is because 2 days from now, it is the anniversary of the banning of Walmart, and I am officially free to enter Walmart again. It's a good feeling. Did I miss it? Not really. There's other places. There's not as cheaper places, probably, but there's other places to go. But yeah, fun story. Thought we'd get a little personal. You know, it's a fun story. It wasn't back then. It kind of sucked. But yeah, but anyways, let's move on to MVP candidates. More focused on the National League because I just think it's more, you know, fun to talk about the obvious two and then the comer up right now as well. So let's talk about National League MVP. Only take a short amount of time. I know if you don't watch baseball, this doesn't pertain to you, but keep watching because the next little segment I'm going to do will probably tickle your fancy. So keep on watching. But anyways, probably front runner up, I guess, is between Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich. I have a little bit of stats. I love statistics. Hopefully you do too. We all know baseball is a stats game. That's all that really matters. And hitting dingers, of course. Anyways, Christian Yelich actually went yard today. I was watching it, so I had to edit my stats because I was literally in the middle of watching the Padres and Brewers game. But anyways, let's start with Christian Yelich. He has a .340 batting average. He's got a 1.172 on base percentage. He's got 27 home runs as of today, and he's got 57 RBIs. What a beast. Doing it again, I don't think, you know, he's good. He's good. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I don't know, but he's a good guy. My personal favorite here, and I think he should win the NL MVP personally. Is it because he's on my fantasy baseball team? Maybe. but I'll try to leave that to the side. He's got a 355 batting average, you know, more than Christian Yelich. He's got less home runs, though. He's got 23 home runs, but, you know, and he's got a 1.150 on base percentage as well. Very close. He's also got one more RBI than Christian Yelich. Maybe not now. I stopped watching the game. So, but it's he's got 58 RBIs. He's, you know, if home runs what you go by, then, you know, go for it. You know, it's the flashier thing. But I got to tell you, Cody Bellinger's doing things on both sides of the field. He is doing defensive stuff that, you know, gold glovers do. It's incredible. He's done awesome things, and I'm not seeing as much of that from Yelich. So the question is, Belly or Yelly? I didn't make that up, by the way. Or I did. Maybe I can just claim that. I won't, though. I didn't make that up. But Belly or Yelly? And then we have the man from Pittsburgh, Josh Bell. Love this guy. Love this guy. He's less batting average. He has a less on-base percentage. It's still impressive. He's got 20 home runs. Still incredible. Incredible. It definitely deserves to be a candidate in this. And but the thing I see is he's an RBI machine. He's got 66 RBIs, which is like, you know, 9 or 10 more than Yelich or Bellinger, which isn't that much. But if it's collectively doing that all season, I could see his numbers going way up in the candidacy, personally. But, yeah, great. And then Rendon's up there a little bit, but who cares? But yeah, okay, and let's get on to this. Now, this is one of my, it's probably not funny at all, honestly, but I think it'd be a good idea. If you like it, DM us, at student_section_ at Instagram, and let us know if you like this. If you do, I'll make a NBA one, you know. I'll make whatever, you know, NFL one, whatever, you know. So, but it's the MLB most likely. I just thought it was a funny idea, but who knows. But I need feedback, so let me know. And if you don't watch baseball, you probably don't know who these people are or what they look like, so be less funny. But just be in the moment, and let's get personal. Okay, let's do it. Cody Bellinger, most likely to show up high to his own baseball game. See, this dude, he looks like a stoner to me. He looks like he just smoked in the locker room, came out to his game, and he's just chilling. He's having a good time, you know. But I thought that was funny, but anyways, the next is Christian Yelich, most likely to steal your girl, but be okay with it. you're just like convincing yourself, like, you know what? She wasn't even good for me, dude. Like, he can have her. Like, she even cooked for me or anything. Like, bro, her hair wasn't even that shiny. Like, I'm sorry. I just thought. Anyways, next up, we have Josh Donaldson, third base for the Braves. Josh Donaldson, most likely to join an Australian punk band during the offseason. I don't know why, but this dude looks Australian to me. I swear, dude. I swear he looks Australian. I don't know why, but I feel like he'd get up there and be like, oh, mate, I just saw the ball go in, and I just didn't know what to do, so I just hit it out to left field, but I got caught, so I had to go back to the dugout. Maybe next time, mate. I don't know. Like, that was probably a terrible accent, by the way. Just leave it. But he just looks like he's like, riling up. I don't know. He looks like Crocodile Dundee, whatever. But he just looks like he was just rounding up some kangaroos, dude. That's what he looks like. All right, Brian McCann, Daddy McCann, We have most likely to have a barbecue every Sunday afternoon with his kids. This dude is a dad. This dude is the Big Ben of baseball. This dude is sick. He's a beast. He's hits dingers all the time. Especially this season, he's doing pretty good. He's hitting over 300 right now, I'm pretty sure. But this dude's definitely the type to be like, hey, let's get the kids together and let's have a kickback. You know, let's just chill. But I love him. He's so cool. Anyways, we have Manny Machado. Oh, my bad. Manny Machado. most likely to fight someone if they beat him in a game of Fortnite. I hate this guy. He's not a good sport. He's a punk. He's just the type to get mad about, like, dumb things, you know? Like he's the type you, like, lock him out of the car like people do sometimes. Like, they lock, you know, he's coming up to the car and all of his friends are in the car. And you lock it and you, like, you don't let him in for, like, you know, a second. And he's just walking home, you know? He's on the side of the street walking home because he just got played and he knows it. But he's so pissed about it that he's going to make like a stand, even though he was only locked out for like 3 seconds. He's that kind of guy. He is that guy, that guy. Anyways, but, next we have Mike Trout. Oh, Mike Trout, most likely to be better than you at everything humanly possible. Let's face it. Mike Trout is the Brad Pitt of the movies. Mike Trout is the QB homecoming quarterback man of Tom Brady. He's the man. Let's face it. He's the man of the people. He speaks, we listen. He hits, we cheer. He sits, we stand. He's awesome. He's great. He's a great guy. If you don't know him, you should know him. Anyways, next up is Bryce Harper. Most likely to get jumped on the street of Philly after his own game. I feel like Philly doesn't even like him 50% of the time. Like, I just feel like he's that type, like, they don't care. Like, yo, we're gonna mug you. Like, just so you know. Anyways, Ronald Acuna Jr. is next up. Most likely to cheat on his ACT by copying yours. I don't know why I thought of that, but I thought that was kind of funny. It doesn't sound as funny now, but anyways, and last but especially not least, we have Mookie Betts. Most likely to send a mass snap of himself at 2 a.m. with the words, "You up?" He just looks like that dude, bro. He just looks like that dude. He looks like he's always trying to slide. He's always trying to slide in. He's sliding on the field and off the field, bro. Bro, what are you doing, Mook? Oh. Anyways, go Yanks. Anyways, analyze this podcast. Don't forget golf tournament Saturday the 29th. If you really want to come out, and I think you should, we're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be a good day. DM us on Instagram. Again, it's student_section_. Go follow, okay? We're coming out with things all the time. We have several people on this and we're doing our best, but I think people are really enjoying it. But Romper Takeover 2K19 is among us. I can't say more than that, but the next podcast I'm sure will be mentioned something, so tune in. If you like this, go check out some of our other stuff. I really appreciate you being on with me. I did this solo because I'm away from the fam. And by fam, I mean friends. I'm with the fam. That's confusing. I'm sorry. Anyways, let's get personal. This is Student Section Sports. If you know, you know.